My name is Martin Peterson. I'm calling from Schenectady. I heard a piece on NPR about some doctor who's written a book about the curse of cash and how he thinks that we should do away with cash, take all the money out of circulation, all the cash money out of circulation, and just like to suggest that he do something untoward with his principles and mind his own business. Let people run their economy the way they want without doctors figuring out ways to make more taxes applicable and regulate people's finances. He really should just stick to theory.
Ellen Jure Epstein from Germantown, New York, and I'm calling after listening to Judith Eng's statement on Midday Magazine, trying to explain the EPA's position and the history of the PFOA, PFOS problems, particularly in Hoosick Falls. And her explanation is that this is coming up now because testing has only just begun, thanks to the efforts of citizens in Hoosick Falls. But my question is, why hasn't testing been done before? This is not a new issue. It may be newly understood in Hoosick Falls, but with the DuPont cases elsewhere in the country, the dangers of PFOA and PFOS have been known, and the EPA has not regulated the substances. They've allowed corporations through their own self-interest to self-regulate. They have not understood the correct levels, and now many people have suffered and died.
Hi, my name is Joe Plony. I'm listening in Fallsburg, New York, and I was listening and you had on the program someone doing the disgusting hit job on Donald Trump. I just wished I could be there to debunk all those disgusting things he said about Donald Trump. As this is a public radio, you have to have some sort of neutrality, you know, some sort of accuracy.
Hi, my name is Lisa Jobson. I'm calling from Woodstock. I'm calling about today's roundtable discussion. There was a lot of discussion about race after comments made by Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. And I just wanted to say that everyone should take the time to read The Nation magazine, February 2016, the article by Michelle Alexander, Why Hillary Clinton Does Not Deserve the Black Vote. I think that it would be very good for everyone to read it, but especially African Americans.